Come see us across from Bell Road on Atlanta Highway. New Look Decorating Center. We make it simple, you make it beautiful.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go-where-you-go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Schools in the Denver area are closed as police and the FBI look for an 18-year-old Florida woman believed to be a threat.
She has expressed an infatuation with Columbine. And the events, the shooting there that happened tragically 20 years ago.
Dean Phillips with the FBI says Sol Pais traveled to Colorado Monday and bought a shotgun and ammunition. It's President Trump's second veto of a congressional resolution to end U.S. military assistance to Saudi Arabia's war in Yemen. He calls it an unnecessary, dangerous attempt to weaken his constitutional authorities.
Democrats like Virginia Senator Tim Kaine are accusing the president of turning a blind eye to Saudi Arabia's actions that, quote, fly in the face of American values, like the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The president's relationship with Saudi Arabia has been a point of contention with Congress, but they lack the votes to override the veto.
Fox's Sean Langell in Washington. This is Fox News.
Summer, bring your unvaccinated friends to the world's first measles music festival. It's Measlepalooza.
Yes, Queen!
With headlining act Jenny McCarthy.
She plays music?
And if your skin rash gets too irritated, we have homeopathic healers with magnets on site.
I can't see anything!
Who cares if you contract tetanus, whooping cough, and polio?
I think I need a real doctor.
It's Measlepalooza, because conspiracy theories are more fun than science.
Fun that's contagious.
The morning radio program filled with icons of entertainment, like Greg Budell.
Louie, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Jay Scott.
Monsieur, take it away!
Emily Hayes.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Bailey, the born of the dog.
And Rich Thomas.
Come out and take it, you dirty rat, or I'll give it to you through the door.
So get ready for something iconic.
How about you tell it to all the boys?
It's three men and a lady.
Here we go again.
Hi, I'm the Easter Bunny. Hear me hop. It's 9 minutes after six on East Talk 93.1 FM. Three men and a lady with yours truly, Greg Budell. Jay Scott. Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
And of course, the
Rich Thomas with a forecast.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Not quite as cool this morning, but still nice. And with those high, thin cirrus clouds, the sunset, which happens at 6:13, 4 minutes from now. Oh, the sky is just gorgeous out to the east. So, check it out. Our forecast for today, partly sunny, except for those high, thin clouds. It should be a great day. Very warm with a high in the middle 80s after 80 yesterday. We're enjoying a nice string of days before the next storm system. Increasing clouds tonight, low 62 tomorrow. I think much of the day is dry, warm, high in the low 80s. Risk of some thunderstorms perhaps by late afternoon. A better chance becoming more concentrated Thursday evening. And I'm most concerned about the line of storms that moves through in the late night hours, Thursday night and through the overnight hours. Some of the storms could have damaging wind gusts and the risk of tornadoes as well. Well, where have you heard that before? Friday, breezy, much cooler. It's going to seem like a fall day, late fall day, Friday. Leftover shower, perhaps. Temperatures in the low 60s, but you'll swear it's colder. Saturday, cool sunshine. Maybe only upper 60s after a low in the mid-40s, but a nice Easter weekend. Perfect Easter Sunday with a high around 80. Right now, this morning, with mostly clear skies, a few high clouds and 53 at 611.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Can you say something else real quick?
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A Fast Talking Jay Scott conundrum for today to at least consider.
Thank you.
It may or may not be what we're looking for. And Emily, if you wouldn't mind, I've been busy actually since last night trying to put together an Easter basket for Goose. Which I need to run to the...
Are you sending cheddar as well?
Well, actually, that got in there by accident. I'm not sending her a bag of cheese.
I was going to say, that would be...
I brought in extra cheddar because I knew I was making cheese omelets this morning.
That looked fantastic downstairs.
Yeah, did they look fantastic?
Oh, it was just the best.
Was the bacon...
And the bacon was crispy, and Bailey just heard the word cheese six times.
Oh, you accept some of that cheese. We'll just make narrower omelets for everybody, for these humans on Friday. I wasn't planning on an omelet, but part of my menu planning backfired.
Oh, what was?
Well, something I thought I had in the refrigerator, I didn't. I had to punt, but I thought, you know.
It was really, good, really good. I have no idea what could have been better.
It's a good job.
So, coming up in the Cheap and Trashy, which, by the way, Emily Hayes will begin hosting on Monday.
Oh, okay.
You have to. We got to give you a segment.
Well, I'm looking to run for Congress or something.
Are you?
Huh?
Yeah, I heard about the Roy Moore situation.
Oh, gosh. I was shocked to hear that we could have to deal with that again.
I figure if...
Don't you think he's cooked?
AOC can
I put that,
do stuff. I'll run.
First of all, that poll came from NBC, which makes me totally suspicious.
Yeah.
I posted it on Facebook yesterday with no, please.
I just couldn't go through it again.
No. And some guy
saw it,
posted a comment and said, so your hate, and I went absolutely ballistic on Happy Hour yesterday. I said, first of all, that's a simpleton's interpretation of why I put it there. I had Roy Moore in this studio at least half a dozen times. In person, he's a great guy. He was curious about radio. He wanted to know how all the machines worked. He had a great sense of humor, more off the air than on. He was very nice and cordial and all that. Now, that has nothing to do with...
Chuck Norris likes him.
Well, yeah.
Roy Moore.
You gotta go with that.
I think you should vote for.
Well, I'm not sure. Roy Moore. It's like the automated breakup service.
I love it.
Like, I think you should vote Tracy.
Tracy.
So I'll run, and everyone can just vote for me.
If it would,
I'm all for it.
Deflect the vote. I'm all for it.
We had our guest, he's an every other Tuesday guest named David Blackman, who's a blogger from Texas and an expert in the oil business. And he was in complete agreement. He says, please
no.
Pull Jeff Sessions out of wherever he is or somebody.
Or get Emily Hayes.
That chick that's on the morning show with you. He said, you know.
I bet Jeff is so disillusioned about Washington that he knows what.
Mm-hmm. I would not be surprised. I would be. No one would be more shocked than me if he decided to. But mm-hmm. maybe he'll look at the look. How old is Shelby? 115. I don't even think he's alive. I think he's a cardboard senator that they prop up for
Shelby.
Yeah,
he's like an animatronic thing from showbiz.
Yeah, I mean. You know, we've tried to get him on the show for over 10 years. We don't even get a response from his office.
Is that right?
Never. And we certainly, I think, he's actually made some pretty courageous votes over the years. So that became a thing yesterday. And I don't think I ever had a better, more articulate meltdown than I did yesterday when I saw that ignorant comment.
And yeah, it was a little intense. I cruised into the show for a moment and I was like, yep.
Those are the times I hope you don't cruise into the show. But you gotta understand.
Screaming and hollering, and I was like, and then Randall was fired up, and I said, I don't know.
When that was going on,
yeah,
you could hear my phone ding, ding, ding,
yeah.
ding. Rant on, brother, you know.
Yeah.
So. And I don't look to do that. That's not what I come in here to do, is scream. But I didn't scream. I was just passionate.
I bet even that horse wouldn't let him back on it.
Political analysis from Rich Thomas. Yeah, please don't. Let's anything. Something else will happen there. Anyway, I wanted to... I think it's time that you have not just an Emily segment where you're talking about Seafood Bistro, which you do fine, or Millbrook Family Chiropractic, or the prize giveaway. I think you need to have something. And being as open-minded as I am, I thought, well, you'd be a great fit for the Cheap and Trashy. Not because...
Oh, wait a minute. Let's
re-articulate that.
A bigger shovel?
Let's reword.
Let me see if I can find a better way to put that. So,
how would you like to be? No, that doesn't sound right either. I was going to say sandwiched in between me and Jay. Maybe. I do the timeline, and he does the.
I'm just going to sit here and run the board for everybody.
All right.
But since it is the Cheap and Trashy, and since you do live in twice a day Millbrook.
Do it again. I like it.
I mean, I have a campaign I have to work on.
Now, would you like to practice today, or would you like to look at Monday as a start for that?
I don't think we should change horses midstream. I think we'll pick up with it on Monday.
Monday!
Monday!
Now, right. Bailey, when your contract comes up, you should be looking at a segment.
The best dog treats. Yeah, something... We're quickly going to get your local news. We have the Bomb Hours winning word coming up. Rich does have the timeline for... There's something about April 7th. I didn't look at the timeline, but there's something about the date, April 17th, that makes it memorable to me, and I can't remember why.
Not for celebrity birthdays, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I know. The Star is Born feature at the end of the hour is like, who? 6:18.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Judge Samuel Welch has recused himself from the murder case against MPD officer Aaron Cody Smith. Welch was appointed to oversee the case by the Alabama Supreme Court earlier this week. Dale County Judge Ben McLaughlin has now been assigned to the case. The driver in a weekend car crash in Elmore County has been charged with murder. 28-year-old Tierra Leonard was charged with reckless murder after a 2-year-old girl died in a wreck Saturday on Flat Rock Road. State troopers tell us the child was not strapped into a car seat. And 13 students and a bus driver were taken to the hospital after a school bus crash in Dallas County. The crash happened at the intersection of Highway 22 and County Road 33. The students and bus driver were later released from the hospital. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What day is it today?
It's Wednesday.
Jesus, it's only Wednesday?
Get some coffee.
You woke me up.
Definitely need my coffee.
You know what I really need?
What?
What do you need?
Caffeinated bacon.
Genius.
I can get behind that.
Hump day, am I right, buddy?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Let's light this candle.
You know what time it is?
What is it?
Showtime.
It's showtime. It is 6:21. On News Talk 93.1 FM. Baumhauer's winning word coming up. And tonight is the night that we gather at Baumhauer's for friendship, camaraderie, and great food. So if you have thought about joining us, it's not a cult. You don't have to know a password. You don't have to wear
it. It's not a cult.
It's not.
There's no Kool-Aid.
I was just going to say, no Kool-Aid to drink.
You don't have to wear Nikes.
So come tonight. After happy hour at 6, ask for Jim Jones, and they'll take you right over to me.
That's horrible.
Sorry, I couldn't resist. At 6:21, we'll have the TV ratings in the Cheap and Trashy. That was an interesting theme you did yesterday on Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I figured.
They say now it's going to take 10 to 15 years, as opposed to 200 years. You know,
but doesn't the prime minister
Macron?
Yeah, doesn't he say? Didn't he say he wanted it done in five?
5 to 6 years, and
boy, that would be cool.
There's so many billionaires.
$700 million so
raised
far.
In like 24 hours.
I know, and the state, it may cost over $1 billion, but the state will put in the rest.
It's nice to know that French billionaires have stepped up with nine figure down to at least two.
Yeah.
But the question of the day is, did Max Kellerman fart on the ESPN show First Take? So we have the audio clip. Listen for the secret.
He ain't scared of anything.
Was Draymond scared of something?
No, but the difference is that Draymond is usually arguing and fighting with the refs.
What was that?
Let's listen to that again.
He ain't scared of anything.
Was Draymond scared of something?
No, but the difference is that Draymond is usually arguing and fighting with the refs.
I'm going to go with yes on that.
I just think live unplanned television farts are just funny.
And the TV show Britain's Got Talent had the hand fart guy on yesterday.
That's amazing.
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters!
Okay, that was plenty. You get the gist of it. Here's William B.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hey, I'm good, except I'm on my way to work. Did I just hear you say there's something about today that makes it memorable, but you can't remember what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought.
What I meant to say is there's something about the date, April 17th.
I'm thinking something significant happened on April 17th.
When you look at a day on the calendar and you say, what am I supposed to be remembering about this day?
And then you wonder.
Well, it must not be very memorable if you can't remember it, though.
That's what my mom would say.
Or as Steve Martin said in Let's Get Small, well, it must not have been very important if you forgot it.
Exactly. Well, but, hey, you were talking about Baumhauer. Yeah, if anybody's listening, been thinking about going, hey, look, they let me sit with them, okay? You know, they're not going to bite.
That's right. We are open to everybody.
Of course, you know, who was it that said he didn't want to be a member of a club that would have him as a member? Who
W.C.
said that?
Fields. W.C. Fields.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Anyway, I thought it was kind of funny when you said that something memorable, but you couldn't remember what it was.
Yeah.
Thanks for giving me the chance to re-explain myself.
Thank you.
We'll catch you later, Wade.
Have a good day.
That's what I'm here for. Continue to entertain yourself.
There is a deal at Food Outlet this week that deserves this.
Wait, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Because it's Wednesday and the specials change. Bluebell ice cream, Jay, $3.95.
Oh, wow. That's low. Count.
That is extremely low. Also, at Food Outlet, 12-packs of Coca-Cola products, $2.97. So if you're hosting a gathering this weekend, that's a great price. That's as low as you're going to see it.
Didn't we learn that Sonny D... No, that was on yesterday's. that was yesterday's.
All I was trying to do...
No, I know. I'm just running with the football that we do run with. Twice a day.
I had 2 pounds of sirloin for $8 and
you're so bad, Rich.
$8.88, which left $1.12 for the $10 certificate. And the only beverage on the list that was listed under a buck, even though there are other options, was the Sunny D chillers.
Right. I got you.
Maybe there is somebody that likes taking Sunny D. Spiral ham, $1.19 a pound.
What?
Oh, yeah. And many other great values. It's cost plus 10 throughout the store, but this is a two-day sale coming up Friday and Saturday only. So this is cost plus 10. I don't know how they're making money on some of these, but they've got everything from spare ribs to pie crusts. If you like to, I'm going to make some... I've never made it for you guys. By the way, there's still half a key lime pie downstairs. Nobody's eating it?
I forgot that it was down there and it was available for people like me.
It is. You hate me.
When you say pie crust...
The frozen pie crust.
Okay, now...
It's flaky.
Yeah, but is it already pressed out into pie pan shape?
Yes.
Or is it rolled?
No, it's pressed into a pan.
Okay.
And I use that when I make my... French silk chocolate pie.
Oh, fancy pants.
It's very fancy
the
pants.
The rolled ones, what I make roly-polies with.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Our first look at the roads. Rich back with the timeline next at 6:27.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
As we ease on through the 6 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and everything looks pretty good this morning. We don't see a lot of troubles on the boulevard. It is kind of busy out there, but it's just stop and go at the traffic lights. On the interstates, there are no troubles for you. You are rolling along just fine. And if you are coming into town out of the Wetumpka area, just watch out. You will slow down a little bit when you get down to the boulevard, but right now there's no delays on 231. School buses are out picking up kids, so watch out for them. Early registration for summer term at Trenum State Community College is going on now through the end of April. Classes start May 22nd. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Would you like to get behind the wheel of some serious horsepower? Then kick off your summer at Wind Creek Wetumpka by playing Mustangs in May. Because we're giving away not one, but two 2019 Ford Mustangs. You can start earning chances to win now. Then on Saturday, May 4th, and again on Saturday, May 25th, you could be the lucky player who drives home in a prize pony. So come in and play Mustangs in May, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Acceptance Insurance. Protection. Options. Peace of mind. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com. Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Holly's Home Furnishings on Wetumpka Highway for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At 6:30, with the timeline for April 17th. Rich Thomas.
107th day of the year. 258 days remain on National Blah 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 Day.
Yes.
National
Blah 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 Blah
Day.
That's exactly right. Blah Blah Blah.
Roll Tide.
It's National Cheeseball Day. By the way, I'm doing this without the help of reading glasses today.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
I got extra.
I'll get some here.
Plus 200 if you want.
I'll try to get through.
You're germ-free.
Looks like it says it's Bat Appreciation Day. And I'm not talking about Louisville Sluggers. I'm talking about the ones in your belfry. They could live up to 40 years. Take a bat to lunch today. 1492, Christopher Columbus signs a contract with Spain to find the Indies. 229 years ago, 1790, Benjamin Franklin died in Philadelphia. He was 84. 84. Back in those days.
Ripe old age.
Yes. He
lived in twice a day Philadelphia, though. Benji was a very active man.
He was very popular with the female population of this planet. He says, if you don't want to be forgotten as soon as you're dead and rotten, write something worth reading or do something worth the writing.
Didn't he write a book about farts?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
But fart problem.
He lived... He did so many things. Postmaster, you know, the lightning thing.
Yeah,
I mean, he was just such an interesting guy. We're still talking about him.
Poor Richard's Almanac.
Yeah.
Still lives.
That's right. Weather forecasting. He used to write his buddy in Boston, and the weather he would have in Philadelphia was about a day ahead of what the guy got in Boston.
Benjamin Franklin was the Rich Thomas of his time.
Perhaps. I don't know if he had an app or not, but he knew. 1815, volcanic eruption. This was a volcano in Indonesia. The eruption was the largest ever recorded, and its effects killed almost 100,000 people. On this date 90 years ago, in 1929, Babe Ruth married Claire Hutchins, a former member of the Ziegfeld Follies. The wedding was at 5:45 a.m. to avoid the fans who were expected to crash the wedding at 6:30. What are you going to do today for your honeymoon? Ruth said, go to the ballpark. He hit a home run for that lady that day. 1937, Daffy Duck makes his debut in Porky's Duck Hunt.
You're absolutely correct.
59 years ago, 1960, only 21 years old, Eddie Cochran died after suffering head injuries in a car crash. He's in England, and he's in the car with Gene Vincent, Bebop-a-Luba,
yeah.
And his girlfriend as well. 58 years ago in 61, the CIA botched
biggest disaster of their of CIA history, the Bay of Pigs invasion in Cuba. CIA trained Cuban exiles trying to overthrow a communist government of Fidel Castro. 100 attackers killed, 200 escaped, and the remaining 1,200 captured for ransom. 1964, Ford brings out a new car. I think it's going to probably be all right. It's the Mustang. It's probably going to sell a few. I had a couple of Mustangs.
That was a hot car.
Oh, my God. I love my Mustangs. 1965, Beach Boys released Help Me Rhonda.
That's always a fun song.
Help Me Rhonda, help. 50 years ago, in 1969, Sirhan convicted of assassinating Robert Kennedy. He was given the death penalty, but then they changed it to life in prison after California abolished the death penalty.
I got smacked on the hand by a news director for saying on this day, it wasn't on this day, but this is the anniversary of Sirhan getting convicted. Light of the, a serious situation.
His name, yeah.
A little uptight there, boss.
1970, the astronauts for Apollo 13 finally splashed down safely in the Pacific 4 days after the ruptured oxygen tank crippled their spacecraft. They didn't know if the heat shield had been damaged.
And you know, so even better than the Apollo 13 movie is great, but that thing on the Smithsonian Channel with the where they pieced it together with the audio is actually better.
When they waited for that them to, you know, and when they're coming down and they get radio contact, it's reestablished, they were just sweating it out.
Yeah.
71 years ago, Three Dog Night started a 6-week run at number one with Joy to the World. And now, our song of the day. And it comes from 1972. School of Broadcasting students, this is a great top of the hour song coming out of that legal ID jingle. The year is 1972. Second big song to come off of Can't Buy Me a Thrill. Can't Buy a Thrill. Donald Fagen, Walter Becker, they met in a college in New York State. Started this rock jazz fusion thing at Steely Dan. Top 10 hit 47 years ago. How about some reeling in the years? This is your Wednesday morning timeline.
Your everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time?
Yes.
Are you gathering up the deeds?
That's just a great feeling song. I love it. 46 years ago, 73 Eagles released their second album with Desperado and Tequila Sunrise. Much apologies. Oh, this will make you feel better. 37 years ago in 82, Toto's massive number one hit, Rosanna, started. It debuted on the charts in 81 and soon goes to number one. I just saw Weezer do it at Coachella. I did watch some of the Coachella.
That's how the whole Toto cover thing started, is they were doing Rosanna and fans asked for Africa.
26 years ago in 83, a jury in L.A. convicted former police officers Stacey Kuhn and Lawrence Powell for violating Rodney King's Can't We Just All Get Along? Linda McCartney died on this date in Tucson, Arizona, after a battle with cancer in 98. Boy, this is getting tougher and tougher. Virtually nobody born on this date. Jennifer Garner is 47. Some guy named Jan Hammer, who's a musician, is 71.
Miami Vice theme.
Oh, okay. We're 4 days till Easter Sunday, 25 days till Mother's Day, Memorial Day weekend, just 36 days away, the unofficial start of summer, and Thanksgiving meal on the table. I can just smell it now and taste it. 225 days. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
hangover.
What?
Yes. Hangover is the word. You got a burger called the hangover. When you're halfway through the week, which means...
oh, it's got the egg on it?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the one. And it's a half pound of their always fresh custom ground burger patty, which includes ground round and ground chuck together in just the right balance. And that's topped over with an over medium egg, And you can get it for $9.99 at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. In fact, if you win the lunch for two with that word hangover this afternoon, that is something you can order with it. Again, hangover, sometime between 3 and 6. I'll ask you to be the ninth caller, 272-9228. And if you are, you'll win that lunch for two. Do we have time?
For weather? I think we probably do. Yeah.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Good bit of sunshine today, filtering through those high, thin cirrus clouds made up of ice crystals. Very warm, high in the mid-80s after 80 yesterday. Increasing clouds tonight, low 62 tomorrow. Look, I think much of the day is dry. Much of the day is warm, low 80s. And then the risk of severe weather Thursday evening, Thursday night, and through the overnight hours, damaging winds and tornadoes possible. Much cooler on Friday with highs only in the low 60s, but it'll seem cooler and maybe some leftover showers. And the Easter weekend looks nice. Cool Saturday, but nice Sunday. Sunday's high right around 80. Right now this morning, 53 degrees, mostly cloudy, mostly clear skies, I should say, with a few high, thin cirrus clouds. 640.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Morty, is there anything on your to-do list you've been putting off for a while? Maybe more than one thing.
Yeah, the average American currently has 14 to-do list tasks that they've just been putting off. The most common things are odd jobs around the house, going to the doctor, paying the bills. That's an important one.
Yeah.
And the survey also found the average person only has 4 hours and 26 minutes of free time a week. That breaks down to 38 minutes a day.
Oh, man, a lot to talk about. We want to bring in Freeman and the lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
Hear about the dog named Handy because they called him Handy because he did odd jobs around the house? You didn't? No, I'm sorry.
Huh?
Never
mind. If you'd like a copy of what Rich just said, send me a stamp, self-addressed envelope. A couple of bucks would be nice.
No.
And I'll send it right back to you. Actually, I had...
to your to-do list.
Yeah, right.
I had one thing on my to-do list. Now, my daughter is 29 years old, but when you're the daddy of a daughter, they're always your little girl. So my to-do list last night was to put together everything for an Easter basket I'm going to send down to Florida today.
Yeah.
So it gets there in time, and there's candy. And I think I picked out a rather exceptional. I asked Emily for, you know, advice on the taste.
Yeah.
Is this a...
the taste level?
Is it a good presentation?
Oh yes, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Very nice. Very nice.
You're giving her a bark box?
Yeah, Greg, I love that. That is a bark box.
Actually...
and you were trying to cover it up with your hand.
No, this is... my dogs get bark box. Right. This was just the perfect size to fit everything in, as you can see.
He's just recycling, guys. He's just recycling. That's all.
But
he's trying to save for
his daughter.
But you know what? I did, for her dog, Bella, order a 3-month BarkBox subscription.
Oh, that's really nice. I gave one to my niece for Christmas, because it keeps giving for 11 or
they love
months.
That. Yeah. They absolutely love that. It's right. A great gift for a dog owner.
Yeah.
I could think of one in the room that might appreciate that.
So,
I feel like I got... that was my big to-do. It's done, and I feel accomplished.
Deep cleaning. Spring cleaning. I'm talking about really deep cleaning. That's... something I just keep putting off.
Do you know somebody that does that? Because I'm not going to deep clean my own place.
No.
Only make it worse. I'm one of those, I don't, you know, I can vacuum, I can do the basics. Yeah, but if I have to use, like, foamy things.
Right,
Foamy things. What?
Foamy things.
Foamy things.
You know, stuff that comes out. Those are a lie, by the way. You spray it all over the carpet, and you see all these, it looks like a bubble bath on your floor.
Yeah.
And it's supposedly, the commercials say it's lifting the dirt up, you know?
Sure.
So you let it dry, and then you vacuum over it, and the dirt's still there.
No. Here's what I've learned about that.
What?
When you have your carpets cleaned, like if you have very soiled carpets, maybe from animals.
Yes.
It'll get those surface stains or whatever up. And then once those are gone and those threads are clean, it'll bring up stuff from the mattress pad. Like the rest of the stain comes up after a while. Mm. I learned it.
You have a mattress pad on your floor?
Mattress pad, carpet pad, whatever. I haven't had a full cup of coffee yet. I'm trying to have a good day.
What's on your to-do list, Jay?
You know, get through the day.
Put up
his to-do list never ends.
How about put up a weather?
Sometimes that's all you can do, man.
Right? Yeah.
He got a weather station for his.
I was shocked that people like put off paying their bills. I'm like,
you gotta pay your bills.
I need the same kind of.
I know.
Yeah, the day they arrive.
Our company will not wait.
They don't care.
No.
Yeah. Then you're definitely not getting anything done because you're in the dark.
So how about you guys? Anything on your to-do list that's hanging over your head?
I told Rich this last hour. If you wait just a little bit longer, spring will be over. So you don't have to do spring cleaning.
There you go.
That's true. Yeah, wait it out.
I actually had, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I had order contacts on my list for the longest. Uh-huh. And every time I would go to place my order, I would see the price tag. And I'm like, it's fine. I only need one eye. And so there's a bright end to this story because I was up under my sink trying to do some spring cleaning, and then I found two new boxes of contacts. So see, just procrastinate, and then things will work out in your favor.
What you guys can't see when there's video playing is Jalea is reading like this so that she can see out of the contact.
So I can just block out the light, that's all. And it worked for me. Now I've got new contacts, so I don't have to do that anymore.
Jalea, you're a good storyteller.
She is.
I try. I've taken a page out of your book.
Oh, God.
I am honored.
Please.
Yeah. We better end on that. No,
yes. I'm not even going to say anything. See you guys tomorrow. Jaleel's the best.
Ryan Stennett, the voice of finality.
Dun, dun, dun.
Bye, guys. If you want to get more.
Well, that was a very, you know, they never sent me. I send these things to them. There's always like half a dozen above and beyond whatever we're doing that day that they can pick from.
Mm-hmm.
But they got to send it back to me so I know what we're doing.
Did they get one?
Usually they do. I did not get today.
Okay.
You should be on that list.
Yeah, you're on.
Well, I ran a search on AOL and guess what? I don't see
maybe
it.
Maybe
nope, you're not on there.
How bad?
You did not get added to the list.
What does that mean?
Maybe they don't send it to you because they know that you're not going to stick to the topic anyway.
I don't think that's it. I think it was just
oversight. My old best friend.
It's National Blah 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 Day.
Yep. National Blah Blah Blah.
Blah 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 Blah.
Yeah, you were on the one previous. We talk about social media being a huge waste of time, but you were not on the one from yesterday.
What am I supposed to read into this?
That somebody forgot.
Oh.
That's probably all you need to read into it.
Like, you forget Kristen on the whatever sheet, the complete sheet.
She's never asked me for it.
Well, I forward it to her every morning.
Well, then I'll put her on it. What am I supposed to mind read here?
It's just hard to approach you about things.
Blah, blah, blah.
Anybody else have any criticisms they'd like to spew out this morning?
Well, since we're letting everything out.
Yeah, Jay?
I got 14 years wrapped up. I have nothing.
I have nothing.
Why did you wait so long to start giving us breakfast?
Yeah!
I've known you for 14 years, and it wasn't until Rich Thomas came to town that he started feeding us.
Oh, snap.
I got a big raise when Rich came here.
Oh?
No. Rich? It just sounded like a great thing to make up on the sperm alone, right?
What?
It is 6:47. You know what we got to do now? We got to check traffic. We'll come back with the cheap and trash. How about that?
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch is rolling up towards the 7 o'clock hour, and things still look great out on the roadways. We don't see any problems on the interstates or the boulevard. It's getting crowded out there, but it's only stop and go at the traffic lights. If you're coming out of Wetumpka, we are starting to see a delay at the Redland Road traffic light and once you reach the boulevard, but no major problems this morning. If you're coming out of Prattville, you've got a choice. 31 or 65, both are running clear. School buses are out picking up kids, so watch out for them this morning. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, sports cars, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way, they've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
There, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sports.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Sports was number one on the two. The NCAA championship game, which got a zero rating here in Montgomery, attracted 19.7 million viewers. That was not the highest rated NCAA final game in history, even close to it. It did very well here in airports and prisons.
Lord.
6:53. Number two was NCIS, 60 Minuets, The Code, Blue Bloods. I mean, unless there's a sports event, it's the same list every week. Salma Hayek's husband is one of the people donating big bucks to the
Notre Dame.
Yes.
Restoration.
Yeah, the guy is a billionaire, and he's donating $113 million, which is great. I just wonder why he chose that particular
figure. Maybe tax purposes. Maybe you can donate a certain amount before getting hit with some kind of penalty.
You want to know who the celebrities with the highest IQs are?
Oh, I've been waiting on this my whole life.
Matt Damon, Conan O'Brien, Quentin Tarantino at 160. Right behind them, Alicia Keys and Cindy Crawford at 154. Don't ever call her a bimbo. Or Kate Beckinsale at 152. Wow. And Jessica Alba, who is a very much a self-made woman, with 151. Anything under 151, it doesn't really mean. My sister, the nuclear physicist, 183.
Wow.
Dang.
That's intimidating.
Uh-huh. Anne Hathaway says she'll start drinking again when she can afford the hangovers. It's kind of sad to me because when I saw her, it was in the movie with Julie Andrews where she plays the princess waiting
the
to
princess
be...
The Princess Diaries and The Princess Diaries 2.
Yeah, I took Goose to see that. Cute movie, the one with Julie Andrews, the first one. I don't think I ever saw the second one.
Well, the second one's got Julie Andrews in it, too.
Maybe I did see them both, but it's a long time ago and I'm old.
Well...
Anyway, she's got a three-year-old son. She says, I put down the booze because my drinking was a problem. I put it down because the very way I drink leads me to have hangovers, and those are the problem, and they would last 5 days. That's not normal, Anne Hathaway.
First of all, if you just drink enough liquids, I mean, like water.
We have a whole hangover cure hotkey.
And then Infusion even has a solution if you're not feeling well.
You can get fixed up in 30 minutes and feel better. That's what they do when they bring you into a detox.
Right.
First thing they do is stick you
an IV.
Into an IV and start replenishing your system. And it begins working immediately. Would you buy a $25 cocktail with George Clooney's face?
I saw
and the ice cube?
No.
Neither would I.
His face is in the ice cube, and he's got his own tequila?
It's a bar in Chicago called The Basement.
Yeah?
And the Clooney is made with his special tequila.
Would that be top shelf in the basement?
Why do all of those folks seem to make tequila? Like, didn't Sammy Hagar... make tequila? Didn't he make one? Doesn't he, or not himself actually make the tequila, but doesn't he peddle a tequila?
Country music songs say that it makes your clothes come off.
Yeah.
We already talked about the Max Kellerman fart on ESPN. And Jay, Avengers Endgame spoilers are hitting the intranets.
Yeah, the ending is, or at least something about the movie has leaked.
Did you see it?
No, I did not. I am avoiding that as much as I can. I have to avoid it for another 9 days, and then I can...
How hard is that going to be for you?
I don't know, actually.
Because you read the internet every day.
I do, and I have to be very, very careful.
I go to show Jay things that I find on the internet that are funny, and he saw them 4 weeks ago.
Well, I can't think of a thing I've ever brought up. Like, here's a revelation, gang.
And Jay's like,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I don't know how you do that. With all
because
you do around here, where does he keep finding time?
I got the phone, I got the internet, and then, what did they say that we have at home? Like 4 hours a week of free time? I compile all that into one day, and I just read the internet. Four hours of reading.
But you have to read the internet every day or you're going to miss something. The internet's always changing.
Let's take a look at what's happening at Jack Ingram Singer's Used Cars in the category of vehicles available under $10,000. And one day I might go to this category at jackingram.com and I won't see any vehicles there. And there'd be a reason for it. It's because they didn't find anything that they were confident in reselling in that or any other category. They would rather have no cars on the lot than a car that's going to come back with an angry customer who feels like they bought something unreliable. That's why, especially if you're shopping for a new driver, you really need to give them a chance to come up with a vehicle that will fit your needs. things like a 2009 Kia Sportage LX. It's in there because the mechanic said this car is ready to deliver reliable driving miles. 2009 Nissan Maxima, $6,800. This is the car my nuclear physicist with the 183 IQ sister buys. That's the brand that she believes is the best engineered. They got a 2006 Nissan Xterra Sports Edition for $56. Just some of the values available at under 10, but you can shop at any price, any brand, and any type of vehicle at jackingram.com. Fox News coming up. Jay will have random facts next hour, followed by our $10 food outlet pop quiz.
Top of this out at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.